Snacks for the Brain from the Vanderbilt University Center for Science Outreach. Snacks for your brain. Snacks for my brain. Snacks for our brains. Snacks for the brain. Hello, y'all. This is Scott Merrick for the Vanderbilt Center for Science Outreach. I'm here with another Snacks for the Brain, this one featuring an interview I conducted with famed technology integrator Kathy Schrock. I had the pleasure of co-presenting with Kathy. Well, not actually. She presented one day of the workshop. I presented the other at the Grace M. Hopper Teacher Institute at Wardlaw Hartridge School in Edison, New Jersey, and we had a blast up there. Kathy presented on technology integration and search skills and all sorts of things having to do with integrating technology into the classroom. My day was all on desktop video conferencing, and if you go to scottneck2004.blogspot.com, you can check that out. I'll put that in the show notes. That's a desktop IVC share site. Now, I got to say, quick commercial for technology. I think technology is a science. I think when you take it into the classroom and use it to help students learn, it becomes a bit of an art. Kathy Schrock is an innovator in the field. Hey, Kathy, great to have you here. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Thanks, Scott. I am the administrator for technology for 3,000 student school district on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. My job includes infrastructure, network maintenance, speccing and purchasing, professional development for teachers, curriculum and web design, and everything in between. I am also the creator and maintainer of Kathy Schrock's Guide for Educators, which can be found on the discoveryschool.com site. My site, with over 2,600 classified links for teachers, just recently celebrated its 10th birthday on the web.
Wow. 10 years in the field of technology and education is a long track record in a very young field. Kathy, you just finished a wonderful workshop in Edison, New Jersey at Wardlaw Hartridge School, where you shared a plethora of tips and hints for teachers to help them find information on the Internet, valid information, information they can really use. In particular for science teachers, can you give our listeners a few tips about how to go about looking for things that will really help their students learn?
I often tell teachers to think about their purpose for the information they need before they go online. Are you looking for a ready reference fact, such as the boiling point of water on the moon? Are you investigating current events in the area of science you teach? Are you seeking lesson plans to support your units? Are you looking for an online science simulation to illustrate a scientific process? Do you want to find sites with similar information to one you use already? Do you quickly need a PowerPoint presentation to use in class that very day? Or are you searching for a self-directed web tutorial to allow students to explore on their own, but also keep them on task? Each type of website can be located easily if you understand a few basics about the different types of information found on the net.
Alrighty then, let's talk about basics. Can you tell us, in a nutshell, what some of the basics are?
Scott, there are quite a few different types of resources on the web that are useful to support science teaching and learning. Let me go through some of them. The first is ready reference sources. For ready reference facts, simply use the advanced search page of a large multi-purpose search engine, such as Google or AltaVista, and use the phrase search box to come up with a unique phrase that will lead you directly to the source you need. For my search on the boiling point of water on the moon, I simply put boiling point of water on the phrase search line and put the word moon on the with all the words line and came up with some informative facts. The next type are current event sources. For current events in your area of science, the best place to turn is an online news site that mines many other worldwide news sources. The interesting aspect of this is that you receive the same story and results from varied points of view. I use the Google News page, which mines over 4,500 news sources, to sift through the up-to-the-minute SciTech news. Science lesson plans are always an area of interest for science teachers. For lesson plans in the area of science, I turn to trusted science sources, such as Discovery and the American Association for the Advancement of Science. Discovery has a classroom support website called Discovery School, which includes extensive lesson plans to enhance many of their produced shows. Since the cable and the classroom rights allow teachers to take these shows off-air and use them in the classroom, the searchable, teacher-created lesson plans are a ready-made source of curriculum support. AAAS partners with the Marco Polo Education Foundation to provide science net links, which includes grade-level arranged lesson plans linked to the National Science Benchmarks.
Very interesting. Now, what about animations on the web?
There are hundreds of online interactive science simulations and movies to help support what goes on in the classroom. Finding the perfect one, however, takes some time. Many of these simulations can be found on sites that are maintained by science museums and science centers, and these often contain specific information just for educators. These organizations usually have created these simulations to use in-house to support an exhibit, and with the newer technologies, have ported them over to the web to allow access by you, their virtual visitors. The biology department at North Harris College in Houston has collected and categorized a list of useful animations and interactive tutorials. Another option is for you to use one of the teacher-friendly Java applet creation tools, such as Fizlets, which allows you to tailor the content of your animation for your class's specific needs. You may also want to locate sites or similar sites that may link to the ones you think are good. Both of these searches are easily conducted on the Google Advanced Search page in the area entitled Page Specific Search. If you simply put the URL of a site that you use with students in the Find Pages Similar to This Page box, you will receive hits on sites that Google's relevancy rankings indicate are similar in scope to the one you submit. In addition, by using the Find Pages That Link to the Page box, you are likely to find additional sites that link to the one that you like, thus expanding your list of links, resources, and much more. I used one of the animation link URLs in the Find Pages Similar to This Page and came up with many additional science simulations. Sometimes you may need to find a file in a specific software format. It's the first day back after vacation. You've accidentally left your laptop at home. You're scrambling to find a PowerPoint presentation to support what you are teaching next period. It's easy to do. Stay on that same Google Advanced Search page and type in your key terms, but limit the type of resources you want to just presentations by using the drop-down box labeled File Format and choose Microsoft PowerPoint as the sole type of files you want in your search results.
What about those online tutorials you mentioned earlier?
Online tutorials are often useful in the science classroom. Your students may need some help with the content of your current unit, and you would like to point them to usable online tutorials they can go through at their own pace, whether in the classroom, the computer lab, or for homework. These tutorials are often created by colleges and museums and can be found by conducting a simple search in the standard Google search box with the terms online, tutorials, and the topic you are studying. In addition, many science textbook web support sites include tutorials to expand the content in the textbook and may be useful for students, even if it is not your specific textbook publisher. Educational agencies, such as the Blue Webbon site, often contain a directory of tutorial sites. There are many other sites which present content in a way that is engaging for students in the form of tutorials. One of the most popular is How Things Work.
Yes, that is a great site. And Kathy, wow, I say again, you've given us lots of information already. Kathy, is it possible to summarize by laying out just a few key points that we could carry with us every day so that we can continue to be better teachers and better learners?
It's really easy to do that, Scott, if you learn a few basic strategies. Remember to think about the type of resources you need before you begin your search, and then choose the appropriate avenue to find the information. Always bookmark any portal sites that include lists of resources so you can explore them when you have a chance. In addition, consider sharing your own expertise by posting your lessons, tutorials, flash animations, and links pages on the web to share with other science teachers and students.
Yes, the sharing element is the most important thing, of course. That's why we're here today on Snacks Over the Brain. Teachers, feel free to rewind at will and listen over again to some of the wonderful things Kathy shared with us. Check the show notes page for links to all the things she's talked about. Kathy Schroff, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for inviting me, Scott. I really appreciate the chance to share my expertise and hopefully give some tips to science teachers to help them in their search for that perfect resource.
Everybody, check out Kathy Schrock's site at kathyschrock.net. That's KathySchrock.net. That's it for today for Snacks for the Brain. Please visit www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO for more information on podcasts and science.
Bye-bye.
That's positively astonishing.